Winter is over, officially. Just to make it even more official, the seasonal recreation areas in the Ozark St. Francis National Forests, the ones shuttered in the cold weather months, are opening. Lake Weddington's amenities open for weekends beginning April 11th, and the everyday season for the cabins, lodge, and campground begin May 23rd. Cove Lake Day Use Area and Swim Beach at Mount Magazine near Paris will be open by May 1st. Many of the trails around the lake have also been closed because of ice damage, but are expected to be open by May Day as well. And the Moccasin Gap Campground will be closed until later in the summer in order to rehabilitate campsites, but the trails there are open.
It's perhaps the only tradition of its kind on a university or college campus in the country, maybe even in the world, Senior Walk. Every graduate of the University of Arkansas has their name put into permanence on a sidewalk, and the 2012 edition of Senior Walk will be dedicated Saturday afternoon at 2 with a ceremony taking place at the steps of Old Main. The U of A says all members of the Razorback family are invited, but they do ask for attendees to register at arkansasalumni.org/seniorwalk by the end of the day Thursday.
Joe Luck, the former president of Heifer International, will deliver this year's Dale and Betty Bumpers lecture Thursday afternoon at 2 in Giffel's Auditorium in Old Main on the U of A campus. The event is free and open to the public, but take note, seating is on a first-come, first-served basis. Ms. Luck's lecture is titled From Hunger to Hope to Human Dignity. She is a 2010 World Food Prize laureate for her work to ensure availability to people in need around the world. The lecture is sponsored by the Dale Bumpers College of Agricultural, Food, and Life Sciences at the University of Arkansas.
Today marks the beginning of Child Abuse Prevention Month. The Children's Safety Center will be marking the occasion by placing pinwheels at three locations. Each pinwheel represents a child the Children's Safety Center helped in 2013. You'll be able to see the pinwheels placed today at the corner of Highway 71B and Emma in Springdale, at Farmington City Hall this afternoon, and tomorrow afternoon at the Fayetteville Boys and Girls Club.
The 4th annual Faye Jones School of Architecture Summer Design Camp will be open to junior and senior high students in June on the U of A campus and at Garvin Woodland Gardens in Hot Springs. The bad news is early registration and the price break associated with the early sign-up for the camps is over. However, registration for the 4-day camps is still available. The first 4-day camp will be held from June 16th through the 19th in Vol Walker Hall on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville. The second camp will be from June 23rd through the 26th at Garvin Woodland Gardens in Hot Springs. The camps will offer hands-on projects, tours, movies, and discussions led by architecture, landscape architecture, and interior design faculty members from the Faye Jones School. To register for more information, 575-4907.